Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Justice Department has decided not to bring civil rights charges against NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo for the chokehold death of Eric Garner 5 years ago. New York Attorney General Letitia James is joining us on our newsline. Thanks for being here. Your reaction to today's announcement?
It's unfortunate. What we saw and what the nation saw was a murder, and our eyes do not lie. And Mr. Barr, who made the ultimate decision not to prosecute police officer Pantaleo, is a disservice to justice. The Civil Rights Bureau of the Department of Justice had recommended that the police officer be prosecuted. And it's unfortunate, 5 years after the death of Eric Garner, that the family has not received any justice. And so as someone who called for body cameras for NYPD, as someone who basically went to court to get the grand jury minutes opened in regards to this case, we need to reform our criminal justice system. We need to reform grand jury minutes and the grand jury proceeding. It should not be sacrosanct, particularly given the fact that district attorneys and police officers have a relationship that's a conflict of interest. And we need to demand justice for this family once and for all, because the nation's eyes did not lie, and this clearly is not in the interest of justice. And unfortunately, the Department of Justice, under the leadership of Mr. Barr, did not serve justice. They continue to serve injustice to the Garner family and to individuals who care about justice.
Justice Department officials say essentially that Officer Pantaleo made a mistake and didn't act willfully. What do you say to that?
So I disagree. You know, oftentimes what happens is individuals blame victims. This is a classic example of individuals blaming victims. And so a mistake resulted in the death of an individual. And simply because this individual was selling cigarettes on a street corner. And that should not result in the death of individuals. It should have been handled differently. It should have been de-escalated. They should have provided a summons, a ticket to Mr. Garner. But unfortunately, this family will relive this terrible, this tragedy once again. It's another act of injustice against this family. It's really unconscionable that they would not pursue charges against this individual. That's why we have a Department of Justice. When municipalities fail individuals and marginalized and vulnerable populations, the Department of Justice is supposed to stand up for their human and their civil rights. And in this particular case, Mr. Barr, unfortunately, failed the Garner family and failed Americans as a whole. And unfortunately, the eyes of justice are not blinded.
New York Attorney General Letitia James joining us live here on WCBS on today's announcement that the Justice Department will not bring civil rights charges against an officer for the chokehold death of Eric Garner. You are the public advocate for New York City. And after the death of Eric Garner, you pushed for several reforms, including police body cameras, which are now being implemented here in New York City.
Yeah.
Are you satisfied with your efforts at the time, or looking back, do you wish you had maybe even done even more?
No, I think body-worn cameras obviously go a long way in providing an objective view of police-civilian encounters on the streets of New York. And it has done a lot. One, to provide defenses to police officers as well as to civilians, civilians who bring charges against police officers. A significant number of cases that I reviewed has resulted in no charges against police officer as a result of looking at video cameras. And then there have been instances which have justified cases against police officers, again, based upon a review of a body-worn camera. It's an objective view of these encounters, and it's really critically important that we have them not only in New York, but we expand this throughout the state of New York and across this country. And I would hope that Congress and this administration, the Department of Justice, will provide funding to body-worn cameras to prevent this type of tragedy from happening again. Again, this is a tragedy because we all saw what happened, and our eyes do not lie. And this clearly was a tragedy. And the family, the Garner family, really needs justice, and we demand justice for the Garner family. And it's unfortunate that Attorney General Barr did not see it that way, but it doesn't surprise me given this administration.
Officer Pantaleo is still awaiting a decision in his departmental trial. In the end, he could lose his job. The Justice Department made its ruling today. Is that it for the case? Is there anything else on the state level that you might be looking at, or is this the end of it?
So we await the decision by the mayor of the city of New York and the police commissioner, and we'll see what happens in that regard. But justice continues. We need to continue to demand criminal justice reform, not only in the state of New York, but across this country. And so we should, again, use this as an opportunity to demand justice and to stand up for reforming a criminal justice system, which unfortunately is broken, which has resulted in the mass incarceration of countless number of people of color and marginalized populations. We need to do more in this country. We need to raise our voices and speak truth to power and talk about simple, simple justice. And unfortunately, we were denied justice today, but we will not be denied justice tomorrow.
New York Attorney General Letitia James joining us live here on WCBS. We appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.